Connection with Max Reinhardt.
Nina Simone is as different from other singers as beer is from champagne, or crackers from Crepe Suzette. Langston Hughes said that. And he was, of course, a leading African-American poet, novelist, activist, and pillar of the Harlem Renaissance. From the very start of her career, Nina had that amazing voice, a unique jazz piano style rooted in classicism, and a hunger to explore all kinds of music. Here she is singing a Scottish ballad, which goes so far back we don't know its date or origins for sure. This version is from her very first recording in around 1955, which she had withdrawn from sale after a court case. She was also a fighter for justice from the very start.
My true love's hair, his face so soft and wondrous fair, the purest eyes and the strongest hands. I love the ground on where he stands. My true love's hair. Oh, I love my love. And will he know? I love the ground on where he goes, and still. That the time will come when he and I will be as one. My true love's hair. Thank you.
Sema, sung by The Voice, Tilahun Gesise with the Police Orchestra. Telahun was one of Ethiopia's leading singing stars from the heyday of Swinging Addis back in the late 1960s and early 1970s. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction and another encounter with music rich and strange. Leaving the delights of Ethiopian jazz at least until tomorrow night, here's Rudresh Mahantapa, Alto Saxophonist of the Year in this year's Downbeat International Critics Poll. I think you'll see what they mean. He calls this tune Killer. Another musical treasure from Scotland, a track called In the Outlands by a duo called Pumadour. Pinky McClure is the voice, and John Wills plays everything else you can hear. It's from their new album, Demonum Yow Meow, released last week. Hell of a name. You might well associate the 80s with appalling synth and duff electronic drum patterns, but here's a piece that was painstakingly created in 1985 on an IBM 3081 mainframe which filled an entire room. It's by Paul Lansky, a professor of music composition at Princeton, a fan of Radiohead, who love his work oh so much in return. Idle Chatter.
Thank you.
Federico Monpu's Landscape No. 1, The Fountain and the Bell, La Fuente y la Campaña, written in 1942 when he returned to Barcelona after a 20-year exile and was inspired by a courtyard in the Gothic quarter of that city. More sweetness of spirit and harmony now from Mara Carlisle and Willie Mason. We'll hear a short delight from her new album, Floriat, later tonight, but this gem is on what used to be called the B-side of her forthcoming single, Strange Girl, released later this month, Sweet Spirit.
When I lie within my bed, sick in heart and sick in head, and with doubts discomforted, sweet, sweet spirit, comfort me.
Thank you.
Dowland was certainly a man who was fashionably at home with melancholy, along with his late 16th century contemporaries, but he was not above enjoying a wry smile at his own expense. So he called that piece Semper Dowland, Semper Dolens. Always Dowland, always doleful. It was performed there on Triple Harp by Tom Down. Between the Great War and the Great Depression, new refugee arrivals from the Ottoman Empire eagerly and enthusiastically recorded the music they had brought with them across the Atlantic. United States archive labelled Thompson Square have lovingly assembled a 3-CD set which celebrates that music. It's called To What Strange Place, the music of the Ottoman American diaspora, 1916 to 1929. Here's Anatolian Harry Edwards blowing up a storm in at least two time signatures with oud player Marco Melkon Almasharian. Listen out for the old Yiddish favourite Anniversary Waltz along the way. Shadaraban. Thank you. Will You Gamelan For Me by Colleen, from the CD Colleen et les Boîtes à Musique, a Lake Junction favourite and an inspiration to many a musician. Somehow Colleen, a.k.a. electronica artist Cécile Schott, got that sound from music boxes rather than gamelan. Before that, Rich Brown, who plays bass in Rudresh Mahantapa's band. He played a tune he calls Richard's Game, a bass solo. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. For a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight, or if you'd like to listen again to this show sometime over the next 7 days, then just set your browser to the Lake Junction homepage, and the world will seem bright again. Brian Aldiss, the master sci-fi storyteller, wrote a story called Song of the Silencer, in which he poses the question, will the creation of the ultimate machine wreak havoc on the universe? The story seems to have seized hold of Joe Wright's imagination. Here is his musical version of Song of the Silencer. No prizes for correctly guessing whether man succeeds in playing God and bringing about a galactic disaster or not.
বৃন্দাবনের কালো ছেলে মনটায় আমার কেড়ে নিলে, বৃন্দাবনের কালো ছেলে মনটায় আমার কেড়ে নিলে, কোকড়া চুলো হাসি মুখো দেখলে হৃদয় ধুকো ধুকো, কোকড়া চুলো হাসি মুখো দেখলে হৃদয় ধুকো ধুকো, বৃন্দাবনের কালো ছেলে মনটায় আমার কেড়ে নিলে। কোকড়া চুলো হাসি মুখো দেখলে হৃদয় ধুকো ধুকো, বৃন্দাবনের কালো ছেলে মনটায় আমার কেড়ে নিলে, বৃন্দাবনের কালো ছেলে
Krishna by Anushka Shankar, with words by her dad, the great Ravi Shankar, and vocals by Shubha Mudgal. It's from Anushka's new album, Traveller, which generally seems to have been received as her best ever album. William Byrd's Fantasia has arrived in our time from around 400 years ago, thanks to the efforts of Cornishman Francis Tregeon. While he was banged up for a decade in Fleet Prison just for being a Catholic, he compiled the Fitzwilliam Virginal Book, which includes many pieces by Byrd. Here's Byrd's Fantasia, performed by Sophie Yates.
Thank you.
El Gavilán, The Sparrowhawk, by Colombian joropo specialist Cimarron. This traditional song from the plains of Colombia and Venezuela paints a picture of a sparrowhawk with very human and indeed male concerns. In the gullies of Arauca, a sparrowhawk sighed, and in the sigh he said, "Girls from Camaguán." Rock and roll guitar is often also seen as male territory, but Sister Rosetta Tharpe not only took gospel music out of the church and into the nightclubs and concert halls of Manhattan. Some would say that she also invented rock and roll guitar along the way.
When a pilgrim heard the gospel preach, he left his friends in the town. That beautiful city he tried to reach, but the devil just throwed him down. Oh, the devil has throwed him down. The devil has throwed him down. Told it plainly to his face, "You never shall wear the crown." When Jesus appeared on the mountaintop, his raiment white as snow, the multitudes down in the valley stopped, and they did no further go. For the devil has thrown him down. Oh, the devil has thrown him down. Told him plainly to his face, "You never shall wear the crown." Oh, troubling father brought his little son unto Christ to make him sound, and as he called him, the work begun, the devil has thrown him down. Oh, the devil just thrown him down. Ooh, the devil just thrown him down. Told him plainly to his face, "You never shall wear the crown." Those who used to be members of the church now scattered all around in barroom and gambling dens of shame, for the devil has thrown them down. Yes, the devil has throw them down. Ooh, the devil has thrown them down. Told him plainly to their face, "You never will wear the crown." Why didn't you say you've been born of God and stand on holy ground, but still keep walking on the diamond road, for the devil has thrown you down. Yes, the devil has thrown you down. Yes, the devil has thrown you down. He told you plainly to your face, "You never will wear the crown." Pray, let your soul keep heaven bound, for he says I'm with you all the way, and the devil can't keep you down. No, the devil can't keep you down. Ooh, the devil can't keep you down. Well, he'll tell you plainly to your face, "You never will wear the crown."
Neden geldim Amerika'ya? Neden geldim Amerika'ya? Tutuldum kavrim amare, tutuldum kavrim amare. Şimdi bin kere pişmanım, şimdi bin kere pişmanım. Vakit geçti ah ne çare. Vakit geçti ah ne çare.
another Ottoman-American tune there, Akeleas Poulos's bittersweet love-hate song, Neden Geldim Amerikaya, Why I Came to America. Darling, you America, he sang, I wish I had never seen, I wish I had never come to you. And that brings us extremely close to the end of Late Junction for tonight. Tomorrow, I'll be back with this month's Late Junction session, which features poet Kate Tempest and the Elysian Quartet, together for the first time ever. And I'll leave you tonight with a poem from Kate, Cannibal Kids. Good night. I'm Max Reinhardt. Thanks for listening.
Round here, these cannibal kids want to be kings. But there ain't no royalty left. Cos round here, the sirens and screams float on the wind, and even the street shudders, afraid of our footsteps. Round here, these cannibal kids want to be kings, but there ain't no royalty left. Cos round here, the sirens and screams float on the wind, and even the street shudders, afraid of our footsteps. Round here, these cannibal kids want to be kings. They don't see that kindness is courage, or that sympathy sings much louder than violence. They are bitter and drained. Eyes of ice stare from figures of flame. Cause they puff-chested, they restless, they're nameless, and they've carried their pain to the point of being painless. So now they're the numb ones, the young ones, the new latchkeys of London, and they're soaking up this humdrum, and it makes them want to run from the state they're in. But they're powerless, and they're penniless. They found eagle's wings in the derelict brotherhood of gang life. You know, that bang bang life that shouts louder than a sarcastic teacher clapping hands twice and staring down a frightened nose. See, they learned that respect comes from striking the pose that demands it. But we know respect and fear are never compatible. They're a long way from bat and ball. They don't play. They let daggers fall from blood-soaked fingers while their siblings lie bleeding in hallways dead. But that wisdom has always said, blood begets blood and keeps spilling. So the pavements are stained and our hearts are grief-stricken. Cos round here, these cannibal kids want to be kings. But there ain't no royalty left. Cause round here, the sirens and screams float on the wind, and even the street shudders afraid of our footsteps round here. These cannibal kids want to be kings, but there ain't no royalty, there ain't no loyalty here. Cause the sirens and screams float on the wind, and even the street shudders, yeah, even the street shudders. Cause of all this paranoid panic that's seeping through the granite of the breeze blocks, turning our cities into sheep flocks. I pity those whose knees knock, the victims of that media machine, those poor souls who have forgotten how to dream. Cos I know that that cutthroat mentality, it gets encouraged in business. In business they tell you that to be a success you gotta step on some necks, and so big money is made through that corporate pursuit. They're selling water and they're jailing kids for selling couple zoots. Look, we were born into blood-soaked cities of industry, informed of the savagery, the infamy, the barbarity of history, controlled and contrived and depressed and detested and stressed out and vexed. And it's a message we've been fed so that we could propagate this system of division, inhibition, viciousness and contradiction. We were suckled on the milk that they soured, told the future was ours, and then disemboweled and disempowered. We have been disgraced, deafened and deflowered, our brains brutalized and our defiance devoured. And so now they're shooting guns, they're robbing cash, they're trying to claw a little back. Cause when the whole pain shatters, it always starts with a little crack, and the splinters they stretch out for miles, pointing fingers at sharp suits with wry crocodile smiles. But it's us, we get the blame, told that life is all exchange, told that we are the children of capital, told that we are the children of apathy, told that we are the children of this rapidly changing reality. But I say we learn it from them, from their rules and their ways, because their legitimate businesses deceive and disgrace. For us, we just do what we can, because we live in this place where the truth can't be seen in the face.
Oh. Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And I'll begin this morning by widening the definition of European, as we sometimes do, for a concert from the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Simon Topcheski plays Rachmaninoff's Paganini Rhapsody, and Shostakovich's 12th Symphony also gets a rare outing. But first, a piece by the orchestra's former principal tuba player Kenneth Young, called Remembering. I feel that we are born into this world perfect, he says. We gradually lose sight of ourselves. The greatest reminder of what is true or false is the voice within. My soul knows conceptually of a higher state and yearns to experience it. The closest I get is through music.